Good morning, everyone. Hope you had a fun weekend. Well, now, as we try to get past the Monday blues, here are a few cues to watch out for ahead of today's trading session. First, a quick recap. On Friday in the US, the tech-heavy NASDAQ index advanced more than 1%. The S&P 500 also ended almost 1% higher for its first close above the 5,100 threshold. Well, both NASDAQ and S&P 500 hit fresh highs on March 1st, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.23%. Now, in the domestic market, Sensex and Nifty ended at new closing high levels in the special trading session on Saturday, that is March 2nd. They extended previous day's sharp rally amid impressive GDP data and foreign fund inflows. The Nifty has rallied 450 points in the last three trading sessions. It has been a strong start to the March series, which has otherwise been a soft one for the index historically. On Saturday, the Nifty even crossed the 22,400 mark intraday before closing a notch below it. Now, looking at the cues ahead, post this three-day surge, the Nifty is only 155 points away from the level of 22,533, which would be three times from the bottom of 7,511 that it had made on March 23, 2020. Now, experts suggest that the Nifty will have to surpass the 22,400 level decisively for the index to rally further towards the 22,600 mark. Now, what do cues say? Well, strong momentum continues. As of 7 a.m., the GIFT Nifty was trading above 22,500, indicating a start in the green for the domestic market. Asian peers too tracked Wall Street gains. Japan's Nikkei smashed the 40,000 barrier. Australia's S&P ASX 200 started the week up 0.2%. South Korea's Kospi rose more than 1%, while in contrast, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was set to open slightly down. Well, in the commodities front, oil prices rose slightly, with Westex intermediate crude prices briefly crossing the $80 mark for the first time in 4 months, as oil heavyweights Saudi Arabia and Russia, alongside other key OPEC producers, said that they would extend voluntary crude supply cuts until the end of second quarter. Now, going into the week, Super Tuesday will feature Republican Democratic primaries for the US election, while China's NCP will grab the focus from Wednesday. US labor data will also start coming in from Wednesday. Now, a look at stocks to track in the domestic market. Now, the NTPC board has accorded investment approval at an appraised current estimated cost of 17,194 crore rupees for Singrauli Super Thermal Power Project. Investors will also track Godrej Properties, which has entered into a definite agreement to develop a township project on a 62-acre land parcel in North Bengaluru under a profit-sharing model offering 5.6 million square feet of saleable area with an estimated booking value of 5,000 crore rupees. Meanwhile, Coforge Board has decided not to proceed with the proposed offering of its American depository receipts, which was approved in July and November of 2021. Dr. Lal Pathlabs will also be in focus today, as Bharat Yu has quit as the CEO from May 20th, 2024. Now, defense companies are also going to be in focus today, like HAL and L&T, as the Ministry of Defense has signed 5 major capital acquisition contracts with HAL, L&T and BrahMos Aerospace Private Limited. In terms of other developments over the weekend, the BJP has announced its first candidates list for the 2024 Lok Sabha polls, and the Prime Minister is set to contest from the Varanasi constituency. While in startup news, Baiju's founder, Baiju Ravindran, has told the EdTech employees that the company will not be able to pay salaries as the recent fundraise through a rights issue are inaccessible due to a legal dispute with certain investors. In a letter to the staff, Ravindran said that the rights issue launched a month ago has been successfully closed. Another key development has been the delisting and relisting of certain apps on Google Play Store. A few more apps came back on the Play Store on Sunday after they complied with Google's billing policy, even as the Internet and Mobile Association of India, that is IAMAI, expressed concerns as the majority of apps removed remained delisted. Well, some like Bengali Matrimony, Marathi Matrimony, Tamil Matrimony, Jori and Bharat Matrimony, Naukri, 99 Acres and Naukri Gulf are back on. Founders say majority of the apps are still not restored on Play Store. But IT Minister Ashnavi Vaishnav on Saturday made it clear that the removal of apps by Google was unacceptable and that the startups will get protection that they need. The tensions between Google and some Indian apps flared on Friday after the tech giant removed certain apps from its Play Store in India over a dispute on service fee payments. Well, those were the few cues to watch out for today. You have a good trading session. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18.